Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. Our guests today on Let's Talk Knoxville are Ben Davitt, a TCT at the Knoxville CBOC, and Pamela South, the nurse manager for Home Telehealth. Earlier this month, I had a chance to talk with both of them about a home telehealth open house occurring at the Knoxville CBOC. They discussed the advantages of home telehealth and why it's becoming more popular with many veterans in the area. I just want to ask first a little bit about this telehealth program itself. It sounds like it's almost self-explanatory. You know, telehealth, it sounds, you know, like it's a television health type thing, which obviously it allows doctors to assess patients remotely. But this kind of technology, how far along is it? What are doctors capable of on the other side when they're assessing patients remotely? What capabilities does this technology have right now?
They still have the capability. We have the technology. We have otoscopes. We have derm cameras. They can see. They could still look in your throat on the other end. I've got a camera on the cart that I could use with the tongue depressor and look, literally do the same thing the doctor would do if you were sitting there in front of them. But it projects it to their computer over a secure connection to the hospital up in Des Moines.
And I imagine that just really saves a lot of patients from around here a lot of trouble maybe trying to get up to Des Moines or go somewhere else in terms of getting some of those appointments done here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the more of a convenience than anything for the veterans. That was the design behind it. You'd drive an hour to Des Moines or longer for an appointment, and the appointment takes 20 minutes, and you get in your car and you come home. Well, you spent 20 minutes driving around trying to find a place to park, and then the frustration of not maybe sometimes folks that aren't necessarily familiar with the larger medical facilities don't know exactly where to go for sure. This makes it easier for them. They come to the clinic, they can see staff that they recognize, that they see on a more regular basis. Plus it saves them, you know, 2 hours of driving. They can come to the local clinic and still see their provider.
And now I look around the room and I see a few different things. There's like a telehealth dietitian, telehealth for retinol. Over here on my left, it appears to be a number of different monitors, and it says home telehealth. Like you said, a wide variety of things that this technology is capable of. Where does it go in the future? What's the next step in telehealth?
I think we're at the next step right now. We have, you mentioned the devices that you see over here on the side for home telehealth, and those are pretty interesting because this is not emergent care. I think that's important to mention, but it's assisting the veterans to stay home longer, for example. If they're having issues with, say, hypertension, they go in and the nurse can program the device to ask them to take their blood pressure, and they take their blood pressure and it's recorded, and it sends that over to their care coordinator nurse, wherever they might be, could be Des Moines. And the nurse can review the results and let the physician know, and adjustments can be made with medications if needed. So it's more for convenience.
And I imagine you guys have heard a lot of positive responses from this kind of technology and for the reasons that you just mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, right now the whole point of this open house was to let people know what is available here in Knoxville, because I know that some people, when the hospital itself was moved to Des Moines, I know there was a lot of frustrated people here. And this, one, saves them the trip of going to Des Moines, but two, to tell them that there are services still here in Knoxville available to the veterans, and that we are doing what we can to make their lives easier in any way we can.
Thanks to Ben Davitt and Pamela South, our guests today on Let's Talk Knoxville. You can find out more about home telehealth at the Knoxville CBOC by calling 842-3101 during regular business hours. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at kniakrls.com by clicking on Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.